And once again, it is our pleasure to address you within the sanctuary of yours. Each time that we bring our energies, our consciousness within the sanctuary, we try to bring to you our thoughts and energies that are able to assist you at this particular time for the experiences that are taking place around you and for you. Those experiences that your spirit self is drawing towards you to give you the life experiences to gain that greater understanding of your true self, that spiritual self. And so with these thoughts, with these energies, there is a, shall we say, a collective of truths which we would refer to as the spiritual laws or the universal laws. To explain this a little further, a spiritual law is a truth that is the same for all those that dwell upon the planet. No matter what your race, your gender, your age, your position or your place within the societies that you dwell, the universal spiritual laws are a truth that governs the experiences upon the planet. And so one of the laws that we want to bring to your awareness this time is the law of equality. So what this is saying is that all of mankind that dwells upon the planet are in essence equal. If you look at the process where where and how you arrive upon the planet, you arrive as that newborn. And so what does it mean to be newborn? So as you go through that process from transferring your awareness and your consciousness from those spiritual realms into the physical realm to live within the physical body, the part of the process that you go through is, shall we say, the releasing of your memories. So what this does for you is it gives you a completely clean, shall we say, slate, or a completely fresh start. And in this way, all that come upon the planet are equal. There is no spirit that can return to the planet through this process that can be, shall we say, born negative. This does not happen. It cannot happen. And it is an understanding of this truth that can allow you perhaps to be a little bit more accepting of those others that dwell on the planet that perhaps do not act or do not think in the way that you do. And so if we go to the start, where now this spirit self has born into a fresh new body, a new vehicle that has no pre-program of consciousness, has no conditioning, has no, shall we say, forethought of the life experiences ahead. But this is only on a physical conscious level, for the spiritual consciousness always remains with yourself. The difficulty and the challenge is to be able to become aware of this. And this is the process of the life journey. And so now, as everyone is equal, Now the challenge begins. And the challenge begins immediately, that the Spirit brings the breath, brings the life force within that newborn physical vessel. So now, because there are many, many different life experiences, there are many different cultures, races, religions, and economic levels of living upon the planet, that this is where now the individual spirit has the opportunity to undertake the challenges that it has planned for itself. And in this planning, you have chosen where upon the planet you would wish to reside. You have chosen the parents with which you wish to experience these life experiences in the physical, and for very good reason, to give you that opportunity of growth and understanding of your true self. And so now, as we move further along the timeline, and the individual has started to grow, it starts to think, it starts to react, and it starts to gain the emotional body. And as this life process continues, then further down the track, we find that time has passed, and that now that spirit is residing in the body that is now that of the adult. And so now much has changed, because now the understanding of equality for most has now disappeared, has it not? For shall we say that as that maturity starts to take place, then there are many aspects of the ego that also start to reveal themselves, not just of yourself, but of those around you as well. As you are trying to understand the experiences that have either taken place for you or that are taking place for you, try to remember this law of equality, and remember that everyone is on the same journey of awareness. For some, it can be a great struggle to understand themselves. For others, it does appear that it does not seem so much of a challenge. And so, as we move into this awareness of this equality, we then bring to you another universal truth, which is what we call the law of compassion. To understand yourself first, you need this compassion. For if you do not have this compassion for yourself, then you will not truly be able to have compassion for another. And it is this compassion, this empathy, that allows you to, shall we say, remember and have the awareness of that equality. To recognize in another individual, no matter what they are acting or no matter what they are thinking, but to recognize within them that they are a spirit as well, and that they have just as much right as yourself to have the experiences that allow them to reach that higher state of awareness. For remember that as you are judging another, then you are sending out an energy that then returns, and you may find that there are those around you that are judging yourself. And so remembering this equality, remembering this compassion, this empathy, allow yourself at times when you can to perhaps see a reflection that has been given by perhaps another individual to you. It is always the most difficult, it is always the most challenging to be able to accept, shall we say, a aspect of yourself that needs growing or that needs changing to bring you upon your spiritual pathway. This is the greatest challenge for you. For is it not so easy to see the faults, to see how others perhaps are doing wrong? Sometimes it can be the very easiest thing to see, to judge. But of course, there is also that aspect that if you can release from the judging, you may still see the same act. You may still see the same reflection that perhaps you still dislike or that you would not wish to be yourself. And so one way that you can help each other is by allowing yourself to learn from that individual that reflects something to you. And always look at the self. Always look at the self and take responsibility first before you place that energy, shall we say, of blame or of responsibility upon another. And if you can do this, then you are starting to live those laws of equality and those laws of compassion. And this is so needed upon the planet at this time, because there are those upon the planet that are creating much negativity. But remember that they are a spirit as well. Perhaps they have lost their pathway. Perhaps they have lost part of their mind, in a sense, that their thinking makes no rationale. Those individuals need the greatest help. And so it does no service to yourself or to them to be sending them thoughts or energies that contain negativity. If you want to help, if you want to make a difference, if you want to be the one that is a catalyst for change, then direct your energies of compassion, of light, and of equality to those individuals that you feel are perhaps not treating you or the planet in the correct manner. Do not send them the negativity. Because with spiritual energy, it is like attracts like. And like feeds like. And so if you are sending negativity, you are adding negativity to it. And this is your responsibility. It is also your choice. And so if we use this law of energy, then if you are sending light, if you are sending love in the direction of any individual, then you are working with the, shall we say, the correct intent of the spiritual laws and of the purpose for being upon the planet. For every being that resides upon the planet is here for the same purpose of evolvement. Remember the equality. Try to use this to help you understand how another may act in a different way or think in a different way than yourself. And try to see that equality within them. Try to see that light, that spirit. For it is only in this way will those individuals ever have that opportunity to change and to grow themselves. And this is the greatest gift, this is the greatest work that you can do whilst you are on the planet, whilst you are learning and growing yourselves. We hope that these understandings, we hope that these thoughts and the energies that are within these thoughts, the sonics of them, can assist you in your own pathway of understanding and the growing of your awareness at this time for you all, as we direct the light and the sonics of spirit to you at this time. So be it.